This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. Alaska's congressmen and senators have introduced legislation in the U.S. House and Senate to preempt states from banning walrus ivory, whalebone, and other marine mammal products. Through these new bills, the delegation has proposed amending the Marine Mammal Protection Act. Vera Metcalf is the director of the Eskimo Walrus Commission. She says this is a step in the right direction.
For us, there's really no way to address the consequences of the ivory ban at the state level, and I'm glad they're moving forward with introducing these legislations.
The need for this legislation came about when almost 10 states passed state bans on some or all types of ivory, which included the resource Alaska Native carvers use for their livelihood. Originally, these state restrictions were put into effect in response to the U.S.'s near-total ban on commercial trade of elephant ivory in 2016. In an announcement from Alaska's representatives earlier this month, Senator Dan Sullivan said these craftsmen have been attacked by, quote, numerous states banning the sale of sustainable arts made of walrus and mammoth ivory and other marine mammal products legally allowed under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, end quote. During a recent visit of St. Lawrence Island, local carvers told Vera Metcalf of the Eskimo Walrus Commission that the inconsistency among states' ivory bans have been negatively affecting their sales.
I've heard people say, well, it's getting harder for me to sell ivory because there's fear of people that buy walrus ivory, arts and crafts. I think there's fear of potential prosecution.
The Alaska delegation says their legislation aims to end the confusion created by other states' laws and protect Native artisans who work with ivory. Metcalf agrees more needs to be done to protect Alaska Native ivory carvers. While these two new bills go through Congress, Metcalf says she and her working group will continue to spread the message that the walrus population is healthy and does not warrant listing under the Endangered Species Act. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service made the determination in October 2017, so now the species will continue to be protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act for Alaska Natives to sustainably harvest.
I mean, we certainly promote non-wasteful takes, and we have been sending this message, but also using all what's given to us, is including the ivory, is very much a part of our communities, using the resource for food and the ivory for making beautiful handicrafts and art.
According to the state delegation, the Secretary of the Interior is authorized to restrict the take of marine mammals if the population is dwindling, but the Secretary must also have evidence to demonstrate that. Thanks to Davis Hovey with KNOM for that report. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.